This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And let's also not forget about the truckers, the warehouse, all those people that are working out right now, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, to get the job done across America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget about our great website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
And you were talking about your trip up here to Valdosta, Georgia, to see the president. And what else did you see?
I'll tell you what was really remarkable. There were probably, I'm going to say at least 2,000 Chinese. I would necessarily call them Chinese dissidents.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of swarming the place. And I say that in a nice way. Started off in the parking lot and then went through Concession Row and all the way into check-in and then security and whatnot. But they were not only passing out copies of the newspaper Epoch Times, but they were having you sign a petition to end CCP, meaning Chinese Communist Party.
Right.
And these are, I would say, some of the more proud people that you could put. They were so delighted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when we were leaving, there's the, you know, big American flags that are hanging from the booms, mm-hmm, up in the sky. And they were standing underneath it and having their pictures taken and so forth. These people are terrified of Biden. They're terrified of him.
Mm.
A couple of them I would have some, you know, a discussion with. And if you ask them what part of China they're from, they will automatically say, oh, I'm from America. They, mm-hmm, won't even mention the fact that they're from China.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of them offered some Chinese proverbs to me describing Biden. And, of course, I guess in their native language, the proverb means a lot, but when you has a kind of a different meaning than it would have when it's translated into English. But they're out there warning us that Biden is a very dangerous man.
Wow. All right. Well, we have
found that fascinating.
Okay. Well, we have a caller with a question. I'm going to take the question real quick, and then we'll go to our next talking point. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Denise Simon?
It's U.S. Pentagon First Team, Bubba Scout, Reb, and we're calling from Colorado, and we want to know, what's this president going to do when General Flynn, who ran our old Twitter accounts and accounts, he said he wants martial law in America. We want to head off this revolution. We figure Mr. President will stay in office, but...
Okay, all right. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I don't think that we're not going to do martial law. So
no.
I don't know where the... I see some of that chatter out there, but yeah. That's just not going to...
Mm-hmm. No, it's not going to happen. Not at all. And, you know, there's some people out there that are going way off the end of the highway here with that. All right, let's talk about Justice Alito, because Justice Alito has moved up the deadline in the Pennsylvania ballot case to within a key date. Now, the key date is the 8th of December, and the safe harbor issue is what he's trying to keep it underneath, which apparently was going to be a problem, and the judge realized it. And, of course, what we're doing is we're talking about the ballots that are received after the election night, 8 p.m., which no ballots were supposed to have been counted under any circumstances, and they were, and the Justice Alito ordered that they must be kept separate, and we don't even know that Pennsylvania's done that, do we?
We do not. We absolutely do not. But since, I would say this, you'll find it kind of interesting that I believe that when cases get to the Supreme Court or hopefully are presented to the Supreme Court to accept the case or cases as it relates to the election,
mm-hmm.
Since we have Rudy Giuliani in the hospital because he's tested positive, although he says he feels great.
Yeah.
I believe that there's some interesting people out here that are already working, you know, and have been working the argument for the Supreme Court not only to take up the case, but how they would argue it with the Supreme Court. So I would include in that Senator Mike Lee and Senator Ted Cruz.
Hmm.
So Ted Cruz, although went deer hunting over the weekend and caught himself, it looked like about a six-pointer.
Yeah.
But beyond that,
he got chastised for it too by the far left. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I believe that they're working pretty diligently and following things exceptionally close. And Ted Cruz has argued prior to being senator, he's argued before the Supreme Court several times. So the event would not be something new to him, but the argument. Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one.
Okay, and for you folks up there in Maine, you already know this one, but officially Sarah Gideon ended her challenge to Maine Senator Susan Collins with $15 million in cash still in her coffers. That's Sarah Gideon up there in Maine. And hello to everybody listening to us in Portland, Maine, WLOB. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, Balance of Nature, for a limited time, is offering you 35% on your order. Whatever it is you want to order, stock up on all the different wellness products they have to offer, the vitamins and all the different nutrient stuff that they have there at BalanceofNature.com, and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call, speak with a health coach for any questions you have at 800-246-8751. So, to start feeling better, just go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
We have a question from our friend Malcolm down in Osprey for you. Good morning, Malcolm. What is your question, please?
Well, I have one comment first on the Epoch Times. The Chinese are certainly 100% right. I have subscribed to it for 8 months now. I'm 8 years behind because I've got a couple of friends in Michigan who tried to get me to do it, and I was too busy reading other aspects, such as The New American from the John Birch Society. But the two questions are this. Describe for me what Ben Carson asked about 5 years ago. What is the association between the Islamic religion and the Democratic Party? Because his question was, what is the silent civilized jihad? And that question has not been addressed since he asked it. And what happened at that time? They ignored that question and said, next question. So that's number one. Number two, if Biden is elected, there'll never be another voter fraud required in America. And the reason is this. He will authorize 21 million illegal immigrant voters, 97% which will always vote for the entitlement party, which is called the Democratic Party, which I think is now 100% communist.
Okay. So, thank you, Malcolm.
Thank you.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm not disputing a single thing the man said. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's precisely right.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's spot on when it comes to the communist stuff, for sure. I mean, we've been watching it. It's been 30-some-odd, 40 years or somewhere along that line. That's just a rough guess on my part, maybe longer.
Well, as I've said, and I know that people just, you know, they never did it, but it's still out there.
Mm-hmm.
I invite people to go look at the Communist Manifesto, and then trot on over and look at the DNC party platform.
That's right.
Had, you know, leading into their convention.
Yep. You're absolutely right. It reads like the Chinese Manifesto, the Communist Manifesto.
And if it's not enough, go read the Green New Deal, and then go read the agreement between Biden and Bernie Sanders. I mean, it's all there. It's just there.
Yep.
And, you know, these are their words, not ours.
Right.
They're their words. They own it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are so right. And, again, I have nothing to say other than I agree with what our listener Malcolm had to say. And I'll emphasize it by saying people need to wake the hell up.
We live in a country that, you know, half of them are just greedy. They want government handouts. They want government money. They want more and more and more and more and more.
Correct.
And it's okay. It's okay with them that they just keep, the government just keeps printing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, our currency essentially becomes worthless.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me bring this issue up, because before Rudy Giuliani was admitted to the hospital, he made a comment somewhere along the line yesterday and said that the state legislators must stand up to get election fraud cases into the Supreme Court from their states. Now, I know we're talking about the battleground states. I know we're looking for a minimum of 3 states, but what do you think the possibilities of that are?
I have no idea, but this is an interesting condition and tactic that the only thing that Rudy can and Jenna Ellis can necessarily do, because we've got judges, and people keep saying, well, that the Rudy Giuliani's cases have been thrown out. And they're translating that into no evidence. Well, no, they're thrown out before. They read the lawsuit, and then they said they weren't accepting the case, so they never looked at the evidence, okay?
Right.
But what Giuliani is doing, making these presentations to the legislators, because they determine the electors, is if you certify with what this evidence is, you have certified fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that tells you that if you're a Democrat and or a Republican and you certified a fraudulent system, then you should be voted out at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's really kind of setting the table. These people are kind of making their own beds, but he's setting the table for that to happen.
Well, there are 64 state Pennsylvania lawmakers that are urging the Congress to block the electors from their state.
Yes.
That's a start, but it's not enough, I don't think. It's a start anyway, right?
I have no idea. I'm really not into the weeds on this, but, you know, there's some interesting things that are happening out there. We've actually identified some of those people that we saw in the Georgia video, where they pulled the cases out from underneath the table.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of those people have been identified, and one of them worked very closely with the Atlanta mayor, Letitia Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Now,
another one is that some of these, I think it's Michigan, that is allowing forensic cyber.
That is correct.
Operations on their machines.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's, I gave you the wrong state when I told you that it was Michigan, and they're trying to get it done out in Nevada, but so far there's been no reply from the people in Nevada. But this is all moving along very quickly right now.
We have to. Mm-hmm. We have to.
Oh, yeah.
I think
yeah.
we have another week to go, so it has to move fast.
December 14th. Now, the other thing is Nancy Pelosi and her crew left town last week and didn't help out any of the businesses with their COVID stimulus plan or anybody else or this, that, and the other. But instead, they managed to pass a law making marijuana legal on federal property.
Yeah.
So what,
they also passed
so,
go ahead. Not own big cats.
They
like
also
tigers
what?
And yeah.
They did what?
They also passed a law that you can't own big cats, like.
Oh, yeah, 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 like lions and tigers, yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Well,
that was important.
Wonderful. So Joe Manchin comes along and says COVID relief is needed now to save the small businesses, and we're hearing in California that with the complete shutdown that happened out there, that about 40% of the businesses, as we know right now, the small businesses will be gone by March.
Forever.
Correct. Yep.
And so 2 years from now, do you think there'll be any businesses to go back to?
No.
No.
No. There'll be a lot of property for sale, and I wonder what they'll do then. Load the illegals in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. And
I think what you'll see is you'll see states like California, Oregon, Washington, Nevada go through a financial collapse.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And they'll probably take Illinois, New York, and New Jersey with them.
Now, California's population, Kyle Warren was talking about this to begin with, has dropped dramatically in the last 5 to 8 years. Dramatically. There's been a big influx, but especially over the last 2 to 3 to 4 years, there's been a major influx of people leaving California.
Happening in Silicon Valley is because, you know, the tech companies out there have told their employees because of the pandemic that they can work remotely. So mm-hmm. they're going, oh, okay, well, they're now no longer even living in California. They're working remotely because they moved to Arizona or someplace else. So, yeah. And
yeah, wow.
Now you have just not only homes that are up for sale, of which they're losing value, but you've got commercial office space. It's a vacancy.
Okay, well, I'm not going to California anytime soon. And Tom DelVaccaro, good luck. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. You have yourself a great day. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus vaccine manufactured by Pfizer is expected to receive an emergency use authorization this week from the Food and Drug Administration. The head of Operation Warp Speed believes that we could begin to see the vaccine's effect on COVID deaths as soon as January. Dr. Monsif Slaoui tells CNN that all healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities should be able to be vaccinated by January, with the entire high-risk population in the country immunized by March.
There are, of course, many other people, unfortunately, that have comorbidities that live outside of care facilities, that it will take more time to immunize them. By the middle of the month of March, we should have really covered most of the highly susceptible population, about 100 million people.
According to new data from the COVID tracking project, 101,487 Americans were hospitalized with the disease as of Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. And this is an edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy, where they have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you all about where they're at in a minute. But I will tell you this much, you folks up in Portland, Maine, listen up, because there's one not very far from you. And, of course, right here in the southeastern part of the U.S. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One is in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. So for you folks listening to us, especially up there in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and our newest affiliate in Portland, Maine, check them out, because it could change your life forever with a tremendous career opportunity as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, their campus in Concord, Massachusetts, I would strongly suggest you give them a call at 800-659-2080 or the one in Clearwater. Numbers the same for both, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of their facility so you know exactly what you're getting yourself into and you find out how good things can be for you. You get a chance to ask yourself all or ask all the questions of the staff and the students that are there, and you'll get the white gloves treatment, especially when you tell them I sent you. So that's naa.edu. That's the website. And the phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their two facilities. Now, the U.S. government announced that they decided to withdraw some staff from its embassy in Baghdad through the final weeks of the Trump administration as tensions rise throughout the region. Now, there's another reason for this, because coming January the 3rd, it's the anniversary of the slaying of the senior Iranian military leader Qassem Soleimani last year by a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Now, the individual from the Defense Department has talked about various security matters. We don't know what they are, but it's a general statement. The number of personnel to be withdrawn is unclear, but they're just taking precautions because they believe that there may be something planned for that anniversary against our people. And why wouldn't they? It's been part of their modus operandi. Now, eyeing China's rise as a global military and economic power, lawmakers unveiled a compromise defense bill that targets China on multiple fronts, with a $6.9 billion amount of money prescribed for a new Pacific deterrence initiative over the next 2 years. We'll see how that flies. Congressional leaders also released their final draft of the sweeping defense authorization bill for the fiscal 2021 year, with provisions for a 3% pay raise for troops next year. Language to force the renaming of Army bases honoring Confederate leaders, and new provisions to improve medical care and safety related to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Now, the president has threatened to veto this, predominantly because of the renaming of the Army bases to honor Confederate leaders. He does not want to do that, doesn't see the need. And it also contains, this defense policy bill also contains language aimed at preventing a withdrawal from Afghanistan amidst President Trump's order to cut U.S. forces there to 2,500 by mid-January. So we'll see where all this is going. This is definitely quite a test that's coming forth, but we'll see where all of this is going. And the military's top officer, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Mark Milley, is joining a growing chorus of senior defense officials who question the need for permanently stationing troops around the world. Again, my former commanding officer, Major General Paul Vallely and Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, called years ago for the lily pad strategy, where we take our ready forces, ready for deployment, our fast troops, and put them on aircraft carriers around the world, stationed in various different positions, which had been done to a certain degree. So there you go. And we'll see how that all plays out in the days and weeks to come. Also, the Senate will vote this week on legislation to halt the Trump administration's $23 billion sale of F-35 fighter jets, Reaper drones, and munitions to the United Arab Emirates. We'll see if that stands or if that goes away. Now, the U.S. drawdown in Iraq could aid ISIS and could aid Iran, because in a quest to root out the Islamic State group hideouts over the summer, Iraqi forces on the ground cleared nearly 90 villages across a notoriously unruly northern province on the Syrian border. But the much-touted operation still relied heavily on U.S. intelligence, coalition flights, planned assistance, and airstrikes. So, unless the Iraqis have gotten a lot better lately at flying jets and operating drones, they're going to lose some of that capability. Now, Congress directed the Pentagon to build an interim homeland intercontinental ballistic missile defense interceptor, a weapon that is not in the Missile Defense Agency's current plans to counter threats from North Korea and Iran, who have made repeated gestures and comments about wanting to strike the United States with their missiles, but I don't think North Korea could get one here. I don't think Iran could either yet, but they're working on it. By the way, language also aimed at constraining President Trump's ability to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Germany has made it into the compromised version of the annual defense policy bill. We'll see where that goes. That's another reason the president might veto the bill altogether. And a new special operations site that will allow the elite U.S. troops to expand operations in the Baltic region is up and running in the Latvian capital of Riga, military officials are reporting. Now, Japan's capital city once again exceeded 500 new coronavirus infections as U.S. military commands in Japan and South Korea announced a dozen fresh cases as of last week on Friday. Also, the Republic of Palau is in for a double dose of holiday cheer after Micronesia opted out of the Operation Christmas drop because of coronavirus concerns. So they will receive extra Christmas drop aid as a result. Now, you might have heard that California's Attorney General, Xavier Becerra, has been chosen by Joe Biden to be the next HHS Secretary. In addition, House Republican leaders named Illinois Republican Mike Bost as their top veterans policy voice for the next congressional session, tapping him to replace the retiring Tennessee Congressman Phil Rowe as the ranking member on the House Veterans Affairs Committee. So he will be the ranking member there. And we'll see what happens with the border wall, because a judge last week said that it's okay for the president to use the monies that he took from the military to build the wall, to continue building the wall. And I'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
D. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia, who's probably up right about now and in the barn with her husband Don getting the stables ready for the horses. They've probably got the horses outside right now, and they're in there cleaning up stables. But they run the Double D Ranch, where they not only stable horses, but they also teach you how to ride, and they do different competitive riding there as well. So check them out if you're in Carrollton, Georgia. Double D Ranch, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hooah out there to everybody from Fort Benning. Now, let me remind everybody, I'm taking a product from Balance of Nature called the Fruits and Veggie Capsules. And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. And for a limited time, you can save 35% on your Balance of Nature order on whatever you want to order, as much or as little as you want to do. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the products they have there, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach if you have any questions. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And never forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. We have a question from a caller, Mike in Clearwater, wants to ask you about cryptocurrency. Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Well, before we get started, Captain, I just ordered Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, so I should be getting it in 3 to 5 days, hopefully. So
yep.
Hopefully it'll help me. Chris, I have a question. Now, there's a lot of people in this country, unfortunately, that are not that smart. And I've had people come up to me years ago, oh, you got to get into this Bitcoin. You know, it's going to go up. And we know it did go up like a rocket, and now it's back down. But my concern is with all the conspiracy theorists and all these stories swirling, if people lose confidence in the dollar, I'm afraid they're going to start investing in these crypto things, and then when it tanks, they're going to lose their shirt. And I'm just wondering, do you think that's a possibility, or what are your thoughts on that? Because it scares me.
Of course it is. And there's... Yeah, there's no doubt that you're right on that. And, but, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of different, cryptocurrencies and different coins out there that people can come up with. Anything in life can have value for a certain period of time. It depends on what people put on it. I always like to go back, maybe about 20 something years ago when people thought Beanie Babies were a good investment.
Yeah.
We have a problem right now where, you know, the Fed has printed so much money, there's so much money sloshing around that it needs to find a home somewhere. Nobody can get a decent rate of return in a bank. And all of these asset classes, including stocks, many stocks out there completely overvalued. The thing about cryptocurrencies, it's based on solving a math problem. That's the main one if you're talking about Bitcoin. And, you know, obviously there's limited ones that are out there, but I don't really understand it or get it. With that being said, hey, the value of the thing can go way up, just as much as the value of Enron went to the levels that it did, and the value of pre-construction condos went through the roof back in 2006, 2007, into 2008 before they collapsed. I buy things, to me, that put off positive cash flow. That's where I kind of like my investments. To me, I can see a value in a business that is producing a good, a service that they can do for an extended period of time, that they've got a good balance sheet. And that's kind of where that's my basic mentality when it comes to investing. The type of speculation that you can do in these things is fine if you want to do it on a small level. But you don't take your entire portfolio and you go into something like that. And you don't do that with anything, because that's an exercise of really getting hurt.
Now, we've got a lot of financial stuff going on here tonight, but I just want to mention something. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has called for a signature audit of his 2020 election results. And we do know also that the forensic audit has been ordered in the state of Michigan of the machines. So things are kind of moving along in a rapid direction here, you think? Although they got to move quickly.
Yeah, Alito mentioned something yesterday about trying to move up.
He did. He did move the date up one day.
Yeah, some deadlines in regards to some things and trying to get things moving faster. I mean, again, this week, this is it. I mean, yeah, unless there's not things coming out this entire week, and they have to be big, and you see some movement on some of these issues, it's basically over. I mean, running out of time at this point.
Yes, that's very true. And, I had to reach back here to grab this thing behind me. The fact of the matter is that it was Michigan. Let's see. The Trump legal team celebrated a Michigan judge allowed Dominion voting machine forensic probe. They're asking for a probe in Nevada. Haven't got an answer yet. But financially, who pays for all these probes? Is that the campaign that does that?
Well, they've raised a ton of money. I think that they're, without a doubt, they play a big part in that. But They raised a ton of money to involve these things. I don't know about you, but I'm perpetually still getting emails asking for
every
money.
Day.
Yeah,
I get dozens of them. Dozens of them.
Mm-hmm. Fund all of these efforts around the country. I hope that they come up. They're gonna have to do a little bit more, and we're gonna have to get some, you know, further push this week. Mm-hmm. But I think many people, their attention right now is starting to shift to the Georgia Senate races.
Now, I'm going to mention something just for the heck of it. Ilhan Omar's husband, who was a consultant for her campaign, got about $1.5 million from her campaign for consulting her and doing advertising and this, that, and the other. But we also found out that when the PPP came out, her husband got a $500,000 loan.
Wow, that's $500,000. That's a big PPP loan. I wonder how big people he utilized with that, especially during election year. Who knows? Maybe he might have to pay that money back. I don't know how that's going to work. How these politicians, for all intents and purposes, it's legalized money laundering, the way that they operate, the incestuous ways that they operate, mm-hmm. taking money in and funneling it to the families.
Well. Wait till you hear this one. How about professional athletes? Listen to this story that came out Saturday. Bucks quarterback Tom Brady's company, the T12 company, got a $960,000 PPP loan. Are you kidding me?
Well, that's the company. The PPP money, if they were having to lay people off, they use that money to pay people rather than laying them off. It was used by design. I don't know how they went about using that money. So that was the purpose behind the PPP program. Mm-hmm. Many people, they used it for nefarious things, and there are a lot of fake companies out there. The bulk of the money, and when you had to apply for a PPP loan, had to be used for existing workers to keep people on. Everybody remembers it's gotten kind of hairy back in March and April this past year. Nobody knew what was going to happen moving forward, and the desire of the government was to keep people on the job. If his company did that, well, then, you know what? Then, it was used for what it was supposed to. I don't know how that money was used.
I don't either.
If it wasn't, then that money's going to have to be paid back.
I don't either, but let's keep talking about money. The senator from Louisiana, the other senator, the Dr. Cassidy, said that President Trump and Mitch McConnell are on board with the $908 billion stimulus relief plan that's in the Senate that's probably going to make its way to the House this week.
They are, huh? I didn't know that. I didn't think that Mitch McConnell wanted to go anywhere near that size of a bill. So we'll see what's going to happen moving forward. I keep talking about this. I think a really kind of a neat thing that we should do is any business that had to declare bankruptcy during this, due to the pandemic, I think that business owner should have that mark, that bankruptcy, removed from their credit report to allow them to come back much easier when things open back up.
I don't disagree with you, because we're going to have, 40% of our people that we're hearing out in California? Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and I'm sure it's going to be just as interesting.
Have a good one, Matt.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Chris Markowski, our friend, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things he has to offer. He is a leader in the industry. I'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal
Vital Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.